We continue in Jesus' teaching to his apostles during the Last Supper. He explains something to them very candidly, very clearly, for their sake, lest they doubt who he is. The ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me. But the world must know that I love the Father and that I do just as the Father has commanded me. It's very important that we understand this, my brothers and sisters. Jesus is free. The ruler of this world, it's the evil one, the devil, is coming. It's the time of his passion. It's the time in which he will be betrayed. It's the time of his going to his death. They need to know that the ruler of this world doesn't have power over him, that he is greater than the ruler of this world. If he is greater, then why would he have to die? Why would he go to his death? Right? The greater person always wins out. The greater person has the authority. The devil can't command something of Jesus. It's what has been asked of Jesus by his Father is why Jesus goes to his death. Jesus chooses this, and it's hard for us to, got to be careful. We think of a choice in time and things. We know that the Father and Jesus are one. The Father's will, Jesus, it is his will. They are two separate wills, but they are one. And so Jesus is free, and Jesus chooses. He chooses to do his Father's will. And this is what proves, this is what demonstrates that Jesus loves the Father. He does what has been asked of him. In other places in this dialogue between the disciples and Jesus, he will say to them, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." In the same way that he keeps his Father's command and loves him. Jesus is free. We need to reflect on that, brothers and sisters, because for our own life and the things that are asked of us, we often get in this mode of that we are just being manipulated by the powers around us. We're either being manipulated by the devil and the evil one, or God's got his manipulation in there somehow as well. Jesus came to set us free so that we can engage that freedom, so that love can be a part of our life. If you are not free, you cannot love. No one can force you to love. No one could force one person to marry another person. It does not work. You have to have freedom from marriage. If you are forced, it is not marriage. And the church would grant the annulment immediately because it never existed. It never was created because the person was not free. Jesus must be free. And he is. So too in our life, my brothers and sisters, Jesus sets us free for the choosing. We have to get in this mode and this mentality in our mind rather than simply always living as a victim of the circumstances of our life. Well, this happened, so this is what I have to do. This happened, so this is what I have to do. I didn't really want to make a decision, but then the decision was made for me because this was no longer an option, that was no longer an option, so the only option left I have was this. We can act in this way in our relationship with God. Well, he didn't say anything, so I just have to wait and have to wait. My brothers and sisters, he has set us free to engage our freedom, to choose, so to love. We must understand this is a part of who we are. This is a part of living our Christian life. And even if we can't choose how hot it's going to be today, or whether the mail's going to be late or not, or whether we're going to have a great day at work or a rotten day at work, maybe we can't choose those things of making them perfect, but darn it, we can choose to be there in that moment. We can engage the freedom that we have been given to choose this moment and to choose this moment to love. Because if we live our whole life as a victim or a whole life as the circumstance of whatever God has chosen for me and never engaging it, then love will never be a part of our life. He did not come to set us free in order to burden us with life. It came to set us free so that we could, in our freedom, engage it, choose it, and love. And what is love, my brothers and sisters? There's no greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. So often, the choosing of love is the choosing of sacrifice. But you must choose it. No one can take who you are, the gift of you, and rip the sacrifice from you and put it on the altar. You are free. You must give the gift of yourself. Amen.